Blog Talk Radio.
Should be playing out here. On.
Play the intro for some reason.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, hello. Hi, everybody. Deborah Lee here, and I'm joined by my co-host, Jimbo. Yep, that's you, Jimbo.
Yep.
I want to welcome all of our blog talkers who are listening out there. Many of you are already getting into the queue for a reading and very happy about that. Also to our Facebookers, yay, we love having you too. You are the folks that join us on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page where we are live streaming as I speak. So if you'd like to see us in action, that would be the place to go. And the folks there are very nice. Very friendly, warm. I mean, you couldn't ask for better. So, and Jimbo is the, are you the monitor there? What are you?
I'm just.
The master of ceremonies?
I got kicking out powers. That's basically.
Hi, Catherine. Glad to have you with us from Ireland.
We haven't done our international shout outs.
No, we
yet.
Haven't yet. Well, we do phone calls like through Blog Talk. But we can also do messenger calls if you're a friend of mine. Jim will be explaining.
Yeah, I'll explain that. Don't start messengering anybody now.
Wait till he
It will not work out. All right. Anyway, go ahead, Deb.
Okay, first of all, I want to remind everybody, just standard practice here. We're using ordinary playing cards for the readings. This is the method my grandmother taught me called personal prophecy. It should not be confused with tarot cards, oracle cards, or any of the other systems that are out there and of which there are many. So I also want to mention that I will be using a full 24-card layout for each of our callers' readings. And this is my personal preference. I know others kind of, you know, pull out a few cards. Me, I just as soon use the standard layout that I do in my private sessions with others. So it gives me a chance to get a look at you, you know, what's happening in your life, where you are right now, where you're heading to the future. It just is a very nice way for me to get familiar with the landscape of your life. So with that said, I'm going to roll you right over to Jimbo.
Welcome, everybody. We want to remind you this show is for informational and educational purposes only. Also want to remind you, as Deborah kind of threw out there, if you're international, let us know. Tell us where you're from, and we'll give you live international shout-outs as we see you. Like right now, we have a few here. We have Catherine from Ireland. I think we have Marie from the UK. Suzanne is here from the land of the Scots. And that's what we have thus far, but we don't know.
I think Marie is.
I did say
okay,
that.
Okay, I didn't miss hearing it. Yeah.
I did indeed. Indeed I did. 515-602-9676. That's the number you call into the Blog Talk site.
It looks to me like Catherine Griffin is holding down the fort as far as those of us who are stateside.
515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. I'll start over. All right. When you call in, you'll get a message that says, basically, you can listen to the show while you wait. It is a statement that is so true. So I was on their line and I heard the show, so that's a good thing. You hear nothing, bad thing. Hang up, call back.
Yeah.
You need some kind of connection problem. It happens. It happens even without calling into like a blog talk site. So I just have them talking to buddies and blah, 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 so and they just drop. They suck. They suck. That's the phone number. We have a queue system. We'll see you. The earlier, the better. That's all I can say about the phone thing or about anything. And Facebookers, we will occasionally try to make time to turn to you folks. Can't promise you when. You have to wait and be patient and wait to hear us specifically say, and I'll type it also to the Facebook Live folks under viewing this. I will tell you when it is time to message. We can't do it early. We don't. It doesn't have a hold system like the phone system does. If you do it, we didn't ask for it. We're going to have to hang up on you on the messenger thing because there's just no way to put you on hold.
Yeah.
The system cooks. So wait till we tell you. Now, more things you need to know about the messenger thing. A little more instructions are involved there because you have to do a audio or video messenger when we open the floor to Deborah Lee, not to the Psychic Love Doctor Show. And if you're not friends with Deborah Lee, you will not be able to do that. So you can try to pull off a friend request right now.
I keep looking, so.
You got to do a search for Deborah Lee.
You do it.
All right, and I will copy and paste. You'll see how to spell it in a few minutes when I paste something in the room. The folks that are in the live Facebook Live. You'll do a search like you're looking for Facebook search, and you'll get like 10 Deborah Lees or so or whatever. You'll see two with her picture, different time eras. Send requests to both. They're kind of linked, and we don't want to try. Instead of you trying to figure out which one's which, just send it to both, and then let us know. Folks that are here, regulars, are already friends, so they just got to wait for the queue. So remember, it's Deborah Lee. No matter what reading you're getting, the sound of the harps. The harps, that is, angels play harps. So guess what's going to be coming? It's going to be an angel card. Well, first or foremost, your free reading with Deborah is done. It's not a 10-minute warning. It's not a 2-minute warning. It's not a 30-second. Your reading with Deborah's done. You got to let it go. You got to let it go. If there's things on your mind, write them down for the next show. If you don't want to write it down, you want to rock and roll, go to psychiclovedoctor.com webpage, arrange a private reading, and it's just, it's all you do.
And folks, I don't charge an arm and a leg for a reading. I know that many out there do. I have always had a personal commitment that I do not want to just attract people who have, the green stuff. The money? No. They're not usually the ones that actually need the reading. So my readings are very reasonably priced.
International shout out to Rachel.
Rachel.
On the other side of the globe and to, first of all, other side of the globe as in Australia. And Virgil, who's also in the UK. He is amongst many of the UKers there that are also here now.
Good to have you, Virgil. And who else did you say?
Rachel in Australia.
Oh, yeah, Rachel. Yeah.
Like I said, back to the harp thing. When you hear the harps, that means the reading with Deb's done. And before you depart, though, I'm going to give you a single angel card reading. And tonight's one, we have a name, but I can tell you that it's the old school. You can tell the kind of the ones that are watching. They're the most smart ones. They're the ones we use the most. Was the only ones we had forever. And you're going to get a message from an archangel. Just don't know which one. We'll see what comes up. But they're all archangel messages here, so that's a good stuff. Many good stuff.
And there really are no coincidences if you really think about it. So I think that you get the card that you...
Well, that's why I do shuffle and do stuff, flip and flap and flippity-flap, when she's about halfway, three-quarters of the way through your reading, try to time it to start going through this. So.
Did you do all your stuff?
I did, so the floor is yours.
Okay, I want to say Virgil. No, we did miss Elton John because we were out doing something, and we're not a huge, huge fan, but do enjoy a lot of his
I can't
stuff.
Say that, Deb.
Well, that's fine.
He's got a lot of kick butt tunes.
Who does? Oh, you like him?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I didn't know that.
There's a couple songs I don't like that are popular. But most 90% of them are just incredible, too. The guy knows how to write and sing songs that it's like, Jesus, God, how can I write so many hits?
His work over the years, I think, has improved substantially. But we were out doing something bizarre. Really bizarre.
Well, what we did wasn't bizarre. We got to rephrase that. We weren't doing something bizarre because what we did was what? Went to a movie. That's not bizarre.
Oh, this one was.
The movie was, but not the fact that we went to a movie. Our doing wasn't bizarre.
We went and saw Asteroid City.
Yes, indeed. As crazy as that title sounds, that is what kind of movie it is. It's pretty crazy.
It's done by Wes Anderson. Many of you may know him from his previous work.
He like wrote it, directed it, wrote the screenplay. I mean, this is all his work pretty much.
This was either the most brilliant thing I have ever seen, or it was a colossal piece of crap.
They weren't putting it out to try to win any awards.
No.
They were putting it out. I think the actors and actresses were having fun. You got to act weird and offish and goofy-ish.
And it was full of names.
Oh, it was star-studded.
Adam Brody and Scarlett Johansson.
William Dafoe, Goldblum. I mean, it was just loaded with people.
And the humor is...
Tom Hanks was in it.
Saw the movie Nope.
Matt Dillon.
This is kind of a long... Not,
no.
No, but it's got that same kind of...
Weird. It's weird, but there's no... Yeah. This had zero violence in it.
And no sex, really, either, but they just...
No swearing, really. I mean, it took place in 1955. That was the setting. Basically, big picture, it was a movie... And they bounce back and forth between the guys writing a play called, and then he was writing a play, then they'd go to the movie, or the play itself, which was the movie. It was bizarre. That's all I can tell you. We belong to the Regal Movie Club, so we pay a monthly fee for unlimited movies, so in theory, we didn't really pay anything for that ticket. Now, if I'd have dropped $10, I'd have been like, actually, it was entertaining enough where I wouldn't have been upset. But the one we saw before, I would have been not happy about that $10.
You hurt my feelings.
Yeah, you know what hurt my feelings? Was watching that movie for whatever hour and a half.
Julia
Louise Dreyfus
is way better than that movie.
Oh, and she said she wrote that, didn't she?
I didn't hear that.
Okay, I thought you told me. Never mind. Because if she did, she should never do that again. Because she is usually in funny movies, and that had just tiny bits of comedy. Not much. Little bits.
You know how you're watching a movie and you just know there's going to be this big...
Or something.
...punchline that's going to just blow your mind.
Or they're setting up for like a great scene of comedy and one-liners and people getting pissed off. And nope. It was like... It might as well have been one of those reality shows on TV where nobody does anything. You know? Except they make shit up on those reality shows because they used to be like, when the reality shows first came out way back in the day, people weren't really doing much of anything. I think they kind of script it up a little bit.
Yeah. So anyway, if you get a chance,
if you
may want to go see it just for, giggles, shits and giggles. It's gotten reviews that say, like I said, I'm not really sure what I saw. But it was so many great actors, and even the children in it.
Yes. Every single person that was in there acting and acting-wise did very well at their role. Nobody sucked at their role. Nope. And they all had different roles. I mean, you had the Brainiac kids that all talked like little encyclopedias.
They were called Space Cadets. It was like a group.
It was this group of super Brainiac-type people, and they came there at Asteroid City, which is a city where an asteroid hit. Like, I don't know how many years ago. That's only claim to fame. It said population 87 on the little
side. Yes, it did. And there was a Roadrunner in it.
Oh, yeah, a little like it's a CGI Roadrunner. It looks real. It looks pretty real. All right. On that note, there's your movie critic review thingamabobber for you. Let's bring it on. Area code 775. Welcome to the show, 775. Is it
Wendy?
Hi, my friend. It's so nice to speak with you.
Hello
Wendy. Welcome on a Sunday night or evening, because
Well, I'd like to give you an update, if I may. That caregiver agency where I feel like I was abused.
Right.
I had a very popular place where people put in comments about companies. Starting with a Y, and I had put in a review regarding a caregiver that was fabulous about 3 months ago, and then a recent caregiver let me know that she would get $25 if I put in a review for her, so I did. Anyway, I received a message from the director of that agency. And he said, hey, we're so glad that you're enjoying the service you're receiving. And I thought, oh, my God. And then I received an email from this company starting with a Y, and they said, good job, Wendy. This company has had 58 more looks because of your reviews. And then I felt the weight of the world on me because I know the trauma and the heartache of looking for a place for care for somebody that you love with all your heart and worrying about safety, et cetera. And that was for my beloved parents. And so I responded to that director online at this company starting with a Y. And I said, hi. And I said, as a courtesy to you and due to the personal nature of my current situation, it's best to be handled professionally and privately. I am looking, speaking directly with so-and-so, who is the owner, as soon as possible. I appreciate your understanding. And then this Y company emailed me and they said, well, what happened? Why are you removing your reviews? And my response was, I feel a moral and ethical responsibility. Not everyone possesses the awareness and communication skills that I possess. I have compassionate concern for patients and their families.
Okay, so how can we help you?
Yeah, what
Wendy?
Would you like to know tonight for your reading?
Well, I anticipate that, of course, that agency is going to see that I removed the reviews. And I still have not received any phone call from the owner. I've asked her to call me regarding the 2 days that I'm being billed. So what is something going to happen this week? Are they going to... I will even mention Adult Protective Services if I have to.
Absolutely.
Are they going to lay off and not bill me for those 2 days when I did not have service?
All right, I'm laying out your card.
Doing your card, yeah.
As we speak.
Yeah, and I guess it's a weekend, so maybe a lot of people use that as an excuse not to reply to respond.
Right,
to
a lot
email.
Of people don't even work.
Well, but I'm saying even owner may have read it, said, oh, that's a weekend. Oh, I saw that, but I'm not going to bother until Monday, you know.
Well, this was since about last Wednesday.
Ah, so it's been, oh, well then, yeah, by Monday it's time for some action. If you don't hear anything, at least a courtesy call. See, I'm looking into it. Even if they're lying, at least do something. You know, they can't just totally ignore it. That's crap.
Yeah, they can.
I mean, they can. No, they, I mean, I don't mean they can't. They should not ignore. So they should at least acknowledge I received the email. They should do that, but it doesn't mean they will.
I've got to tell you, Wendy, I am not seeing a positive outcome for you. I'm sorry. And I feel that they're going to really make you angrier.
You're going to have to put on the boxing gloves.
Yeah.
Yep.
So,
oh, my God.
You know how to do. You know how to call the right people, and you're probably going to have to – you know, we wish some people would do the right thing, but more often than not, these shysters don't do the right thing.
Yeah.
So now the pressure is going to go back to you to get other agencies involved to help you out. Because it's not right. I don't care if that 2 days was $10. It still ain't right. It's bullcrap. And you know what? You got a caregiver that was doing all sorts of bad things, cooking the books, screwing the insurance company, which is fraud, doing all sorts of illegal things. They should have replaced her right away just to make you happy, even if they didn't agree.
I do agree.
But, you know, I'm just preaching to the choir. She already knows what
they're not caring.
Yeah, I'm preaching to the choir.
And I think that other people, like we were talking the other day, other people have their own disability issues. They're, you know, they may have a family member helping them with their finances. And this has basically slipped through the cracks. And that company doesn't care.
Right, because they probably usually never just, they just deal with the insurance companies and some family members don't get too, you know, like you said.
And I know that they're opening up, a new agency about 300 miles away. And they probably don't want even a hint of anything like this. But if I have to, I will submit a complaint to Adult Protective Services. And also... Yeah. The good news is I have an appointment at 11 tomorrow with another agency to discuss taking over my care.
Perfect. That is the most proactive thing you can do, and then you can go back at them for the 2 days. You might not get it right away, but the most important thing is you need to switch for yourself, for your own well-being. You got to switch.
Well,
go ahead, hon.
Well, my attorneys said, well, you know what? We would like to contact the insurance company and do a buyout offer. But if you do that, you get all that money and then you're done. Nobody's going to insure me for the rest of my life. So I was very straightforward with them. And I said, well, if you want to do the work, that's fine. But don't be mad at me if I don't feel it's enough and I don't accept.
Well,
I'd be scared to do that. Yeah. I'd be scared because that's going to last a long time, you know. And insurance stuff goes up. It never goes down. Care is going to get more expensive as years go on. So, I'd be worried about that. Yes, I would. Wendy, we got to move on real quick. I'm going to give you an angel card reading. We will be here tomorrow, News for the Soul, just to let you know. And then, of course, other days during the week, as you knew. You can let us know because I would assume Monday things are going to start rocking and rolling one way or the other. Here we go, Wendy. Oh, I like this angel card.
Good.
It says, take back your power. This is from Archangel Raziel. Use your God-given power and intention to manifest blessings in your life.
Well, I think so, too.
And it's like you said, she's going to have to, unfortunately.
You have the hand of God on your shoulder. He has put a calling on your life. This is it. You are helping to straighten out, it's a briar patch of trouble out there.
Yeah, and they're screwing with the wrong cookie because you are not just going to do like some people. Some people just don't like conflict and just say, I don't care. But yeah, so good luck to you. But hopefully you'll have some more better news or some update that you contacted somebody. And
I hope so, too.
Yep. And you know where to find us, Wendy. We thank you for calling. Thank you for being caller number one.
Yeah, thank you, Wendy. Take care. All right, bye-bye.
Yeah, we wish the best. Resolved ASAP.
Yeah.
That's crap.
They were talking about that Elton gave a really nice...
The what?
Elton John.
Oh, just threw me off. I don't know what the hell you're talking
about. He gave a very moving tribute to George Michael. Isn't George Michael one of those that died... from accidental drug overdose.
I don't remember. They did a song together, didn't they? And they probably have collaborated on a lot of music together, I think.
I have a reason to ask. And like Prince, drug overdose, who's there? Somebody, the boy, Adam Rich.
What are you talking about recently? You're talking about over the course of life. It's like every other musician that almost every, seems like every other musician that has died has been from drugs.
Adam Rich from Eight Is Enough, that
not
the youngest
actor,
son, he died from fentanyl.
Fentanyl.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to tell you something today, and I'm glad I thought before I tried to post it. I would have gotten in trouble with the Facebook standards.
So I don't know what she's talking
about.
I
told you about it, and you told me you didn't want to see it.
I don't know what she's talking about.
I receive reels and TikTok from somebody who is out there.
So you're going to have to, all right, let her talk. It's her spiel.
Yeah, I was going to tell them what the real face of drugs looks like now. And it's not celebrities.
Is it real? But go ahead.
If you saw it, you'd say it's real.
Really?
Maybe some of you saw it. There's a little video that's circulating. They say it's either New York City subway system, but others have said it's the Montreal subway system. It's a young girl. I'm not going to say she's 12, but I would say she's 18, 19, maybe 20.
Can't tell nowadays.
She is prone on the subway concrete, totally passed out from drugs. Her mouth is open, and there's a rat eating from her mouth. And people are standing there videotaping this.
Right. Well, there you go.
I'm thinking, this is so incredibly disgusting to me, but why isn't somebody picking that girl up, getting her to...
Well, I'm glad I never go watch those videos.
I mean, it's just...
Don't need to.
It's sickening. I mean, the rat is going to town on her, and people are just standing around joking, and I don't know. Anyway, the meth crusader that I hear from, he's the one that passed it to me. It is so wrong. I feel sometimes a pastor, you know, the bystanders should get in trouble. If for not doing something humanitarian.
Well, see that, but there are humanitarian assist and aid laws, but that doesn't fall under that probably.
Any of you want?
That's
to
not a life-saving stuff. You can't.
I can send it to you.
Well, yeah. Anybody want to see somebody get their brains blown out while they're at or anything else?
If you have a kid, a relative, a friend, somebody who is a drug abuser and isn't seeing hope, horrifying can really get. This little video really hurt. My blood ran cold.
Well, here we go. There's the first jackwad of the night.
Bubba, who is that?
Udhaba. That's who it is. Hey, Bubba,
you got to go away, Bubba Lou or whatever.
Boobabaloo.
No,
you
get your own show, and you get people to come to your show. Yeah.
Oh, look at that. Right. Look at the garb he's wearing.
Ooh. Oh.
Look at that. Yeah.
Well, he
Baba Laba Ifasum Adibabio.
He's real, but he's going about this.
Works at Temple Egbi Shufia Bahada Hamudu Al Tigra.
I will send it to after
Nigeria.
The show.
Well, you know what? You go now. You go back to Nigeria. Okay? You let door hit you in Nigerian ass. Kaboom. Goodbye. He didn't hear because it's a bot. It's not even, there's not a person there. It's a program.
Why do they have a Facebook page and everything?
For semi-legitimacy. So somebody can go there and there's probably links to how they can arrange to give him money. Because you have to have some way to give that son of a bitch money.
Well, she's still got a thing up here.
I don't know who you're talking about. Who's she?
Catherine Griffin. That guy is talking to her.
No, not now. I don't know if he's talking to her. I have no control over anybody that talks to you off the show. They've been banned from this live stream, and then I won them to their webpage, and I blocked them forever and any subpages they try to create, which is what they're going to do. That's the next thing they do if they're scammers. If you're getting actual messages, there should be a feature to report that message, an unwanted. I don't get it. Yeah. I thought you had to be friends with somebody to send them a message, messenger them. Oh, maybe only audio or video. Maybe you have to be friends. Maybe that's it.
Let me show you something.
Now you know what? You know, that is what it is. It only has to be audio or video.
Well,
I go to breweries all the time and businesses that have Facebook pages, and I ask them questions, and they reply back. We got that special today, and I'm not their friend.
At the top of my messenger, it says something like messages from those who are not, like, friends. And I never read them.
I think if they do an audio or video, you actually have to be a friend. But you can send somebody like a text message unless you shut that down. Default setting, I think, leaves it open. Like I say, I ask a lot of these breweries around here, hey, you guys dog friendly? And they right away, oh, yeah. And I'm not friends with them, you know, so it's cool. Anyway. Ready?
Yeah.
Did
you ever say, oh, yes. Oh, good.
Ready? We got it? Yeah.
All right.
Actually, no, we have, who's next? God, doggone, I'm sorry, folks. I am slacking. The movie was good, and then it took us a while to get back. It was like thunder and lightning, very, very frightening rain and stuff. By the time we got home. So we're kind of like, that's why the show started a half hour later than normal. So we're a little discombobulated is the big picture.
But remember, I said, gee, we're home in time. We could do this. And you said, nah, let's just keep it 7:30. And it's working. I mean,
7:30 is very, 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 very a good thing. Yes, yes, indeed. All right, you know what? Let's swing out all the way to the West Coast. I mean, I think that's Lindy's pretty much there. But didn't she tell me? Whatever Wendy is now with the Nevada. All right, we're back to California, 510 California. Welcome to the show.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hi, who are we speaking with?
Tamika.
Hi, Tamika.
Oh. Yeah.
And we heard from you before. Yes or no?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I think so, yeah.
Well, I mean, we know other Tamikas. That's why. That's what threw her for a loop.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of us.
There is. And the Tamika we have talked to before is not from Missouri, though. But you could get a new cell phone and move. All right. Anyway, welcome. Welcome. And you listen.
Hi.
So you know how the show works, so that's a good thing. We don't have to break you in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, the floor is yours. The show is yours. You're the second caller.
You?
It's all on you. What do you got?
Okay, I just want to know, is there any messages regarding the pulling on the left side of my body?
Who could that be? Pulling.
What do you mean by pulling?
Well, see, when you say pulling, you know, you're talking like some kind of spiritual thing.
Yeah, it's an energetic pulling on my left side.
So some kind of energy pulling.
I don't know. This is new territory for me.
Well, it's not that new, Deb. Especially I want to look at it. It could be like what people have guide spirits that might be doing that. It could be more paranormal, like a lost loved one or something.
I'm always going through some supernatural something. I'm always experiencing it, but I don't never understand it.
Well, Deb will give it her best. Now, this is not something she does five times a day.
What are they trying to make you do if it is an
entity? They turn me around. They flip me around. They pull me. Like I'll be standing one way, and they'll turn me around real quickly. Like I'm like, what am I supposed to be looking at? You know?
Now, is this happening always in your home?
All day, every day.
It doesn't matter where you are?
It does not matter where I'm at.
Okay, that's a whole different ballgame then. That doesn't sound very paranormal to me. That sounds more like a spirit guide or somebody, a family or friend or an angel or something. Right?
Okay.
I'm an expert at nothing.
I hope so.
Nothing. I'm not an expert at anything. I know a little bit about a lot of stuff, but just enough to get me in trouble. That's really about it.
What I'm picking up is somebody in your family lost a child. It might even be an infant, but somebody lost a child, and that is the child trying to get your attention. Okay.
Yeah.
I think that this youngster needs to be guided into the light.
They're trying to use me for that?
Well, they're trying to get your attention. There's a sense of rambunctiousness about this young spirit that is pulling on you, you know, twirling you around. It's playing with you. They're not all evil, you know. Some of them are.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So that's why I keep picking up the pregnancy symptoms around me, because I'm like, I can't have any more kids.
Okay.
So to me, it's confusing, because it's like, why am I sensing all this pregnancy energy and I can't have any more kids?
Well, that's what it is. And maybe within your family, you know, that you, if you have an extended family and all, you might ask or remember who, it's somebody attached to the family. And I'm not necessarily feeling it was you.
Right. Thank you.
Yes. Yeah, I don't think it's you. But this is somebody's child, possibly might have been a stillborn. Might have been.
My cousin. She had a stillborn birth. My little cousin.
Yeah. Well, see, there. That's where it is. That spirit needs help going back. You know, to get it back into the afterlife. So what I would do is, when it does that to you, did she get a chance to name the baby, or did she not? You know.
I don't know. I don't think she did, because it was stillborn.
All right.
But she had another child after. She had another child after that, though. She did. She was able to have a baby.
Well, that's good. I just think that this is a young spirit. It wants to play with you, and it's having fun, you know, surprising you, and things like that. But it really should go back or go into
the
afterlife. And you know, we talk a lot at my office about reincarnation, and if that's the case, that spirit needs to get, you know, like in line to be reincarnated. So
yeah,
because this spirit, I'm feeling a female energy about it, and I think she's very what would be the word, like mischievous. She would start to actually get into knocking things out of your hands. That's her. That is her. And I took a class in how to clear a house if it's got spirits, ghosts, et cetera, that kind of thing.
That's obviously level 100, class 100, not serious, oh my God shit.
They said, though, to take a commanding voice, like you're speaking to a child, and saying,
oh, like, yeah.
I want you to go now. I want you to go into the light. And you just tell them. So that's what I would have you do, is do that, because I'd hate to see her get to the point where she's pushing you down, like, stairs.
Yeah.
Watch out for it. If somebody's spinning around trying to get your attention, maybe trying to point you to something that you can't see, that's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
If it starts getting to that
point.
Yeah,
because I did have an ankle injury because they made me fall at my job.
Well, that's now right off the bat. That is an injury, so that's a problem. You got to do something.
Yeah,
that.
And you can
start. Got to do something immediately about that.
Start by being very firm and say you, however you want to word it. Time now for you to stop doing this. Stop it.
Yep.
Like a parent.
And if they hit you with a 2x4, then you got to go get some professional paranormal help. That does not work about all the things. I don't want to alarm anybody. That only works on, like, the ones that are probably just kind of lost.
And that's what this little spirit
And that's
is.
What you saw.
Yeah,
right.
She's lost.
And
yeah.
It should work on that. That's not like something evil or ominous or anything like that. Yeah.
No, but she could get really...
Something's got attached to her and maybe reminds her of somebody or something. Like you said, somebody
tricksy.
She knows.
She could just start getting tricksy.
Yeah. And she is that way.
Yeah, she is. So I don't see anything seeming dark or negative or, you know...
I was watching that show today, that paranormal caught on camera. The security cameras, they're security cameras. Nobody's doing this on purpose. The chick is stocking shelves. She has a little step stool down. Right as she gets a step up, it just moves and she falls. And all the shit falls. It's like, oh, they're a little tricky, but that can still cause harm.
I can see, like, this little girl face off to the side giggling in her hand.
But yeah, like, it's funny when it's not. Ew.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, because they no longer feel physical pain.
They have they have paranormal institutes. They have colleges. You would be able to get a volunteer.
Yeah, if you can't deal with it on your own in a nice, you got to be firm, but you can't be, like, challenging in case it's
I understand.
Just say, you know, this is my life. You got to, you know, I understand, but you got to move on. You got to go.
Yeah,
I'm not understanding why all these energies and spirits are coming to me, because I've been going through this since I was a child. I'm like, why me?
That is, well, you just answered your own question. That's why. Because you have that extra ability to, as a child, you've already been like that kind of person. So they know that. It's like if you're walking down the street and you say, there's three people that are deaf, but that one can hear. Well, guess where they're all going to? The one that can hear. She's the one that has the
And I really think, Tamika, that you have some...
It's a burden. It's going to be a burden.
You have some gifts relating to channeling.
And you don't get to choose your gifts.
And mediumship if it doesn't make you uncomfortable or frighten
you. It do. That's why I don't want to go into it, because it's already uncomfortable.
It already does, but you can't undo the gift you already have. I guess you got to figure out how to... deal with these things when they come up. I don't know what you're pointing at.
Yeah, you do. Well, Jim's going to give you...
I don't see anything bad.
There's a Derek Osborne.
Oh, finally. I just saw that.
So, like I say, it would be good. She's kind of stuck on you.
You can read it while I take it. This is a good one. Stand by.
Oh, my God. You have an angel. We're doing...
angel cards from an archangel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Single card before we go.
The card says clairaudience.
Mm-hmm.
Archangel Zadkiel, notice the loving guidance you hear inside your mind or from other people. I think, though, with a loving hand and a bit of a firm voice to her, she will go where she needs to go.
Okay.
Yeah, so this isn't like that movie Fallen, if you ever saw that.
No, God.
With that evil.
No, you went to a really bad extreme. That was spiritual serial killer.
Yeah.
No, it's not that.
No.
Good Lord.
Good. Thank God.
She's not trying to get in you.
But, you know, this might not be the last time something like this happens again.
Yeah.
Oh, well, because of the gift.
Yes.
Yeah, if it's been happening since you were a child and it's continuing on, yeah, that's why.
And another thing, just a little food for thought for you, Tamika. You could make some very good money at this. Very good money at this.
She doesn't like it, though. It makes her uncomfortable.
Yeah. Just in case
you were it's triggering. It's very triggering and irritating.
Yeah, I agree. Especially, it's one thing to have things happen around you, chairs, but when your body is getting physically moved, that's unfat. That's got to stop.
Yeah.
Well, good luck to you. And you have to let us know how you progress with this because that is...
I will.
You have to let us know. I mean, you don't have to, but I'm really intrigued. So I really hope. I wish the best for you.
Yeah.
And it could be a great learning experience. And things that when people go through different things and solve them, it helps others if they go through it. So you can share the knowledge.
Yeah, it really does.
Yeah, okay.
And nobody wants to talk to an unmarried marriage counselor. So you've gone through something. You can share it to other people going through it. Okay, I know, I've lived this. You know, none of that crap, yep. Well, good luck to you, my dear. Thank you for holding.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Yep, you're welcome. Very interesting.
Oh, it is. And look, what was I watching right before the show ended? I mean, right before the show started.
And we have 520s out there. Hang in there. We're coming to you real shortly.
But starting like about 6 of the morning, they were doing a marathon of the paranormal caught on camera. So
are a lot of them angry or mean?
Different levels. There are some that are really, really bad where people get scratches on their back. And then there is some that are just little pranksters. Like people, they go to sleep and they come out and their kitchen, their drawers are open. There's some knives and forks on the floor. And they set up, all the show is everything on camera. So people, all of a sudden, when people start doing that, nowadays we have people set up cameras, like, in their rooms and stuff. So when they wake up, they go like, holy crap, look at that.
And another thing is when they know you're frightened, they kind of capitalize on that.
There's an energy they feed. The bad ones will feed off that energy,
Well, you could maybe get some holy water and be sprinkling it out there saying, the power of Christ compels you.
That's the first step you take. And there's a lot of organization out there. They have websites, Facebook pages. You can look at them, reach out to them. They can probably give her very good advice. Because there's a lot of people just like her that just have that kind of thing where they come to her. She's not the only one.
I just am throwing this out real quick to Miss Foxy, Morningstar, who jumped in here with kind of a crisis. That her dog has been missing since Friday afternoon. Got scared of thunderstorms and ran out the gate when my daughter opened it. Usually comes back, but this time no show. I was wondering if someone has him or he's still running around lost and afraid. I don't believe he's running around lost and afraid. I think that if somebody has him, and are you putting out advertisements? Do you have, like, we keep on the dogs here. What are those? What are those called? It's a tag, but it's a like an 800 number that you can call.
There's a million different things. There's obviously you can have the thing that goes inside their skin, the chip. Yeah, the chip. If you have dogs get out a lot, I recommend you can get GPS collars. You may pay $5, $6, $7, $8 a month, but you know what? If you got a dog that gets out a lot,
PetLink chip, Catherine Griffin saying, and you know what? Your cards say offer a reward to get the dog back. And do keep checking with all the dog catchers and whatever.
Yeah. There's a lot of actual, I don't know where she lives exactly, but there's a lot of places that have local things already set up, the internet, where people will go out and watch.
Yeah.
Say, I'm missing my dog, and these people that give a damn care in their neighborhood, sometimes they're neighborhood oriented.
My sister got hers back. And she was out here in Virginia Beach visiting me, and her dog back home in Minnesota got out because the kid, opened the door and wasn't watching, and the dog took off. And it was a cute little thing. Anyway, she put Facebook ads up, and believe it or not, it was Her dog was located within 2 days. A man had found her like running around a, it was like a ball field where the people played baseball and stuff. And he took her in and he saw the Facebook ad and they got their dog back. So, yeah. And keep your hopes up, hon. I see here that you are totally devastated. And it's easy for me to say, you know, keep your hopes up. But we know you're in a group of dog lovers from start to finish there.
Yeah.
So
Yeah. I have, and I shut the service down, but I still have the call. I have a GPS caller. Because when we went up to Minnesota, there was one dog that I knew that might want to go exploring long-term. That was Gibbs.
Oh, yeah.
So I put the collar on and activated service GPS so I could go on the internet and real time on a map. If he got away, I'd be able to freaking pinpoint him close enough to get there. But, so, anyway.
Good luck to you. And I think I want to be on the side of hope from
always,
what I
you
see
always
here.
Want to yeah. Be. Yeah, you always want to be. I just hope you don't live like near around a lot of busy streets.
Well, she's in Puerto Rico, I believe.
I don't know. I'm just
but let's not even bring that part up. I didn't see any accident like that.
But there are a lot of dogs that are very street savvy and know to stay the hell out of the way of traffic too. So it's a lot of variables. Deb, bottom line is cars is what matters, not all these stuff that scare you and get you worried. She didn't see any tragedy.
It's kind of a young person that I'm seeing here. And it looks like a young male, maybe like early 20s, maybe goes to college or works at home. But I think that he might have picked the dog up.
Oh, I've been outside.
Yeah.
I've been outside in the front yard and somebody's come by, hey, is this your dog? And because people in Good Samaritans picked up a dog that was loose.
Remember those chihuahuas that got out?
Oh, that sucked ass.
Was that like three of them?
No, it was five.
Five.
I knew because I was involved with five of them.
He's running down the street trying to catch.
I'm out there barbecuing, so I got to watch. I got meat on the grill. All right, so I got and I got like three went right back into the yard. Well, some dumbass. It wasn't the people. It was maybe somebody went to look at a gas meter or something. That's why I locked that shit. You know, and they left the gate open. I saw the gate open, and they were little chihuahuas. All three went right back in right away.
Yeah.
But another one took a little coaxing. Another one was like, screw this. This is great freedom. Then the people came home right after. I said, the other one's down there, and they went and got it.
Yeah, boy, they have little man syndrome.
So what did I do? I went up to the mom, started talking to her, and she looked at me like I was an alien. And the daughter, about 10 years old, goes, she doesn't speak any English, and she translated everything.
In Spanish, too.
Yep.
Her, yeah.
I was like, oh, isn't that nice? Well, thank God the daughter was there. So I can imagine walking up. What would I have done if I walked up to the, if she would have been there by herself? And she's, I would have been like, I don't know Spanish words for, I got uno, dos, tequila. I mean, I know a few things. That's about it. Oh, no. Hey, no. We can all say no and see.
Tequila.
I don't know. If I could say chihuahua because I think that's how they your chihuahua, I would like doing hand savings. I'm glad the daughter was there.
Okay. Well, our prayers and love and, you know, blessings go with you, hon. So take care. Think positive.
It happens.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's continuing to happen, you got to do something about the environment that changes. If there's a gate, if somebody's needing an open or not, put a lock on it. Yeah. If you got irresponsible children, beat the snot out of them. I mean, you gotta do something. You can, I understand stormers, if they're jumping the gate, you can get invisible fencing. That's when I got invisible fencing because I had a 4-foot chain link fence. Great. Except dogs can leap that 4-foot fence. They can pole vault off it.
You had one who knew how to open the gate.
Oh, yeah. Bo. Bo.
Black lab.
Bo. He knew how to open the damn. It was the hardest gate. The regular people gate, you just flip it. No, he didn't know how to. He opened the hardest one, which was the driveway gate. You have to lift the pole out of the ground. While it's lifted up in the air, you got to pull it back. And for the longest time, he was getting out when my invisible fence was broke. It would break. They break every so often.
Didn't you watch him do it?
he did it 1,000 times. I bungeed it and stuff. He'd still defeat it. And one time I got lucky. I just stand there. I just look. And I was like, oh, my freaking God. I watch him grab it with his teeth and lift it. I was like, you son of a bitch. And before I got out, he's already gone. But he was a sucker for the car. He never went more than two blocks away. I drove on the car. I said, hey, Bobo, beep the horn a couple times. I said, ooh, car ride. Here I come.
He was a funny dog because remember the time in your Honda? You had him.
That wasn't him. No, that was Roxy and Missy.
Didn't Roxy? Well, who went out the window?
Missy. Missy was like to stand up on the back window looking. I the old school Honda. Yeah, clutch was, they're all hydraulic. No, back in the day, it was a cable clutch. I was adjusting the cable clutch because you adjust it. I'll take it out first. But hey, dogs love car rides. It's just total residential neighborhood. Never, no harm is going to come of them. And Missy's like standing up looking out the window, and Roxy's back there. Probably around the corner, and she slid a little bit. Out went Missy. I didn't know anything. All of a sudden, I looked in the rear view mirror and was like, why is one of my dogs standing in the middle of the road looking like, hey? Which is cool. So I just went backed up and jumped right in.
Virgil, did you get Max back? You said it was during a snowstorm.
Schnee, as they say in German, Schnee. You know, poltergeist is a German word.
What does it mean?
Geist is ghost. That's the word for ghost.
Yeah.
I think polter is some kind of noise-making, annoying.
So what is a zeitgeist?
Well, I thought zeit was time, so a time ghost?
I don't know.
I think Zeit's time. Geist is ghost. We know that already.
Yeah, well, I guess
where does Zeitgeist come from?
I remember during the 9/11, all that stuff that went on, people were talking about Zeitgeist.
I haven't German since high school in 82, 83.
Yeah.
But I thought Zeit was time.
But
Geist is ghost.
Foxy, honey, I think offering a reward. You know, children, even young adults, are budding capitalists, you know.
Yeah, and you just hit all the people that love dogs in your neighborhood. Like, that usually works.
Yeah, and you know what?
And
yeah,
I drive around and whistle and say their name. She probably has done it 1,000 times, but I just keep doing it.
You know what? Something we have here, and she's been in the past a regular client of mine. We have a pet detective. And
is it Ace Ventura?
No.
Oh, okay, my bad. Just ask you.
Call up the animal. She worked out of the volunteer organizations that will do fundraisers for food for the what do they call them? The
ASCPA.
Yeah, things like that. And you may be able to find yourself like she was a volunteer. Pet detective, and she even came to me sometimes and said, I've been looking for this particular dog or cat. Could you do the cards and see if I'm on the right track? And yeah, she was very good. Younger lady. So something you might want to consider.
Now, does she go, all righty then, like Ace Ventura does? You gotta love that movie.
And Catherine, Tangerine Dream, awesome music.
Who was that?
They did the soundtrack, I believe, for the movie Legend that Tom Cruise was in with Mia Sara, if you ever saw it. It was beautiful.
Virgil looked it up. It's Rumbling Ghost. I knew it was some kind of noisy,
ghost.
Annoying. I know the Geist. Geist is ghost. So that's a piece of cake. Like I said, 82, 83, that's my last German. That's all I can do. I'm surprised I remember that many words that I do.
Well, apparently when you were in Germany, you drank a lot and you remembered quite a few words.
Us American squids rolled into a bar where there wasn't anybody that spoke each other's language, and I was the go-between guy.
You got that old man social cup?
No, that was not in Germany.
Oh.
That was a guy in Palma, Spain that spoke German. He was down there, and I insulted him in German on purpose, and then he chased me with his umbrella. Oh, I changed that.
Damn it. Well, while he's working on that, we get ready to do more reading. I've got a
don't know
Palma story to tell you from my late husband. This was before I met him, so it's going back some time. there's a place there that you can do nude sunbathing, I guess, in Palma.
Topless beach. It's not nude. It's topless.
It wasn't complete. I thought he.
No. He lied.
He embellished.
Back in his day, maybe now. I can't do shit. Sorry, blog talkers, but we'll stay with the Facebookers.
No, I want to get with Lisa.
I can't. We can't. Do you understand? She's shutting us down, right?
Okay, but then restart it. You know what?
I can do that.
All right, do it quickly. Anyway, my husband was off his ship, his Navy ship, walking with a guy, and they were walking up, you know, like a retaining wall.
Yes, I actually know the area by description you're talking about.
Yeah, and it's got space where you can walk along.
Yep, I know the area.
Saw a girl down there.
It's by Daiquiri Palace, that area.
Yes, and he said she was totally naked.
Well, she wasn't supposed to be.
But he's looking as she's walking.
If she was, it was a topless beach. If she decided to drop her drawers.
God, you're making me cough. She walked right off the ledge. Lisa, call right back.
Folks that are on hold, call back.
Yeah.
Because I am going to have to shut her down. I'm going to lower the volume because it's at 4,000 decibels right now, and I have to kill it. But wait a second.
And guess what?
They didn't shut down.
Oh, that girl was from England.
Let me call back in and check.
And she would work in the bars, or she was a bartender in Palma. And when Daryl fell off the ledge, he said he went bloop right down near, kind of near her. And she said, well, that's a first. And being the kind of suave guy he was, and he was quite the boner, too.
That was Enrico Suave.
He looked, he looked at him and said, so, you want to go out? Want to have dates, whatever? She turned out to be his girlfriend the whole time they were there, and they carried on for a while later. And he had quite a soft yen in his heart for that girl.
All right. Anyway, that was all a bunch of false alarms. We are live and good to go. We have not had to do anything to Blog Talk.
Oh, why did that happen?
Even because Blog Talk seemed to have some issues tonight. Remember, it didn't start our intro. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The show's going on, but it was like giving warnings, and I just called in. We're fine. Yeah. Like I said, I've been to Palma many a time.
Fun place, I hear.
Depends on what time of year you go.
Yeah.
If you go there in the winter, you go there in the summer, a lot of Europeans. It's loaded with Europeans. You go in the winter, it's just the locals. There's still some tourists, but not as many.
Yeah.
I can have fun in a garbage can. I mean, if I'm on a ship and I've been underway for 4, 5, 6 weeks. You pull into a sewer, I'm going to figure out a way to have fun. So, yeah, I had fun in Paul in the winter. That's when the guy chased me, the German dude, the old German guy.
With his umbrella.
Yeah, I mean, I had pictures. I don't know where they are. We were all wearing jackets because it was winter. It wasn't like freezing cold, but it was cold enough we had light jackets on.
But were you insulting him?
We got into a conversation. You know, we're drinking. We're squids. And
Palma de Mallorca.
Palma de Mallorca, yeah. That's where it is. I know. I've been there.
Catherine, who's that, was asking him. Yeah,
Palma de Mallorca, yep. Otherwise just known as Palma.
That's true, it is.
But officially that is the name of that little island. And I don't know, it was funny, it was a bunch of pictures, a bunch of kids came up, a bunch of local kids came up, and we gave them,
money?
We gave money so they could ride their bikes. They were riding their bikes around in this outside little bar area, crashing and burning. But they didn't care. We gave much money. We didn't hurt their bikes. I got in a car ride with some freaking old ass. And I was like 30. No. Oh, turn back that clock. I was like 22. And I don't know. Somehow even this guy pissed me off, and I somehow figured out a way that I said he bites his grandpa's sausage. I figured out a way to piece that together.
Geez.
And then I was drunk. I don't remember. But the guy said he was chasing me with his umbrella. Almost like a Benny Hill skit. Chasing me with his umbrella trying to whack me. And I was running away laughing, they said. So, yeah, I wish they would have. You know what? It sucked. Mm. We didn't have smartphones back then.
No.
If that would have happened nowadays, they could have filmed it, and that could have been viral. That could have went viral, that guy, because it was real. It was like a Benny Hill skit, this old dude swinging an umbrella at me and me running away laughing. Because I told him basically he bites his grandpa sausage. He pissed me off. I mean, we got somehow, we communicated enough. We started off friendly, and then he kept making his left on. I said, you know what? Blah, blah, blah. I don't, yeah. Du bist dein Opa's Wurst or something like that. Opa's grandpa, Wurst sausage. Bite. Hey, we got there. All right. Let's go. Right. Enough of the reminiscing. There's not enough shows to talk about all the funny Navy shit that went on in my life. And I was only in for 11 years. I wasn't one of those life or 20, 30-year guys.
No, but you
can't even imagine what those guys saw.
He worked hard and played hard in those years.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he certainly did.
I've been under the control of the judicial officials known as local police many a time. Not for anything criminal, just for having too much fun. 520, Lisa. She's been waiting for 1,000 years.
I love you guys. I love listening to whoever you talk to, whoever you bring on. I just love him.
Thank you.
Are you trying to say you love us a long time?
Yeah, so.
Full Metal Jacket.
Do you give the movies a thumbs up or no?
I would.
What?
The movie, I'd give it a thumbs up.
The thing is, watch the commercials, watch the previews, that's what you're going to get. Don't go in there with any kind of, oh my God, this is going to be the freaking Academy Award. No, go in there with thinking this is going to be a bizarre movie, and you're going to be happy. It is a bizarre movie.
It's all big stars in it.
Bounces around so much, you're like, sometimes you don't know where the hell you are, but you figure it out.
Yeah, sometimes you're sitting there going, what is happening here? I don't get this.
But they do bring you in really quick, so you know. When they shift gears, they bring you in.
I love it.
I was cool with it because it was written really weird, but it was an entertaining weird, and they had all the right, they perfectly cast, even those three little girls.
Bryan Cranston is like the,
he is the actual narrator.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the one telling the whole story about this, everything. That's all we can say. You know, the guy that was in Breaking Bad, Bryan Cranston.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was, Heisenberg. Breaking Bad, Heisenberg. Heisenberg, Breaking Bad, that guy.
What an awesome series.
Hilarious. All right. Well, hilarious, but, you know, not.
Yeah, it was.
Well, that's my appetite for movies these days. I don't like the Hallmark specials. I love what you just saw. And I do want to see it. I do want to see that movie.
If you like what you've heard, you will be happy. I was happy. She was happy because we did expect it. We didn't know how bizarre, but we already knew because we had saw previews. And you can go on the internet and watch 4 or 5 previews on any movie you want before you go see it.
Yeah, go look for a trailer.
Oh, there's every single movie out there that's coming up, you can watch like 3 or 4 trailers.
There was an asteroid. What did I say?
Asteroid City.
But it was like 3,000 years ago.
Well, whatever it was. Yeah, it was forever. It's the middle of nowhere. Population 87.
And an alien comes back for his asteroid.
No, don't be a spoiler. She's already starting to do a spoiler. Spoiler alert. No more talk. You already ruined it. Don't do any more ruining, Deb.
Okay. Who hasn't seen one episode of Breaking Bad? Is that Catherine Griffin?
Okay. I have. You know what? Don't give her shit.
No.
I only started watching it right around COVID. Remember?
When we were.
Yeah, it was right during COVID. So don't give her crap. And that movie been out for a long time. So I will tell you what.
You'll get hooked on it.
But the problem is there's so many good things you could binge watch.
Oh,
I would recommend it. It is some crazy stuff happens in that. I mean, for that kind of stuff, that is some holy crap stuff just happens. Like you would never, ever, ever, ever guess.
There's a house where
in New Orleans? They call the rising sun?
In New Mexico, wherever they made this show. There was a point where Bryan Cranston throws a whole pizza up on the roof.
That's Breaking Bad.
Yeah. And people still drive by this house and they throw a pizza up there.
Yeah, it's a problem because, the people that love the Breaking Bad show and they found out where that house was filmed, That house is screwed. They probably they may have torn it down already. They put a gate. Yeah, they probably already got rid of the house. I bet just to get rid of it. Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
All right, Lisa.
Ella.
We've already screwed you.
Well,
we already made you wait an hour plus.
This is the thing. I am so sick of what's going on.
Oh, being played up.
I am tired. This ain't my, I'm not a 1950s woman. I'm not, for a few days it was a novelty, and I was caught up in the trauma of being hit. But now I'm ready to throw that dish rag in. I'm exhausted and I feel underappreciated. And
caregiving is not easy. Boy, I'll tell you. Not easy.
And you know what?
What?
You know what? The person that I was talking to, a girlfriend of mine about this, she says, well, you're the one that's doting on him. But there's no dotation happening on me. And that's the problem. So anyway, I had to go out for a business thing today, and it broke me out of the web of, stiletto heels and the apron, which I don't wear that shit. But,
holy guacamole, stiletto heels and an apron. Good Lord.
No, I mean, I've been, he gets these phone calls. He calls his friends, oh, yeah, he's making me breakfast. And, I'm just really getting sick and tired. Plus, he's got this hot chick next door right now that's working on the computer that he, I was working on the computer for 3 days trying to get it going for him. And then he told me, well, I'm going to call her. And I said, why don't you call the neighbor across the sidewalk? Neighbor's just as good. Well, okay. No, then all of a sudden I hear she's in there and I don't know if they're going to get it done, but whatever. I'm just like, God bless America. I want out of this. I want to go see the Asteroid City movie. I want that new dude in the cards that you're talking about. And you know what? There was somebody that called me today, and he wanted to do a business deal with me. And then I Googled him, and I thought, holy crimoly, this guy looks like a – well, I'll let you look in the cards. He looked like
like?
He looked dangerous.
Like good, dangerous?
up until now, that's the route I take. I'm not taking that route anymore. No, he was the real deal on danger.
Well, I'll look in the cards, yeah. Because there's been a man kind of hovering in your cards.
I want that man to come in right now. Right now,
okay.
Is his name Alan? Is his name Greg? Is his name Timothy? Is his name Paul? Because right now I'm sitting here thinking, fuck, man, I'm sick of this shit. I'm handing in my stiletto heels and apron.
Okay, well, first of all,
I'm going to jump back on this.
You've got to find yourself some personal relief. When I was caregiving my husband, they had me. Excuse me, administering morphine to him. So a lot of times he was just out cold. But other times it would become so emotionally draining and, in every sense. I had to find something for myself. What I found was No, it wasn't.
Sorry.
I stumbled on The Office. And I think they're in half hour. Aren't they? Only
30 minutes.
And so I would go in my bedroom.
The original show, The Office, Steve Carell, the BBC one or whatever.
And I'd go in my bedroom and I would watch like a half an hour. If I needed to, an hour. It gave me some.
International shout out to Laura in Canada.
Yes. Hi there. The,
you didn't have to do
the
it.
The laughter. The escaping
it,
through the
it
show.
It is the escape. It's the escape. It can be a laughter. Some people, it's laughter.
Yeah.
Some of it
escape.
Yes.
Hey, Deb.
Deb. Jimbo. I'm not going to cut you out of this.
Yeah,
Jimbo.
You're
cool.
I ain't got no cards.
I want to know what the thing is. I mean, is he as sick of it as I am? Is that what's going on? And that's why he called that young chick over to do the computer thing when I took 3 days to try and get his problem solved. And I said, why didn't you get the... the guy across the sidewalk because he's the computer geek too. And he said, and all of a sudden I hear, no, he's got the hot chick coming over and she's going to, and all of a sudden his hair is combed, his clothes are changed. And I'm thinking, what the fuck, man? I'm going to call Deb and find out who the new guy is hovering in the deck cart. I want his phone number now.
All I can say is, if totally just walk, if I was walking into this cold, I would say, I could either call a guy across the street or I can find a hot chick to come in and do some computer stuff. But guess what I'm choosing? And I would say, you know what? If you come in here to do computer work, I think it would be better if you wore yoga pants. That would be great. That'd be terrific, like Lumberg said on The Office Space. That'd be terrific. If you could wear yoga pants while you're bending over working on my computer, that'd be terrific.
That'd be great. It was great and terrific.
Yep.
Well, you know what happens, Deb and Jimbo, is you really learn a lot about someone when you're doing this kind of intense, spending a lot of time together and felt and caring.
Yeah.
And we know that about my
brother said, give him a week and tell him he has to get out.
Well, that's your brother.
You got to take that with a grain of salt.
That's your brother, and that's not a bad thing. He's your brother. That's what he's going to say.
You know, but he might just be as tired of it as I am. But I don't do anything bad. You know, I'm like, oh, sir, can I bring you more water? Oh, sir. Here, let me bend over and you kick my ass. Well, oh, wait a minute, sir. You can't lift your foot. Okay, never mind. I'll kick my own ass, sir.
So let me ask you.
I think that should be a movie or a skit.
Is he well enough to take care of himself?
Who knows? Who the heck knows?
Only the shadow knows. That's right. Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men?
You could tell him that you need to get back to your life, you know.
You know what I could say is I could get the fucking moving truck in here and get a fucking place somewhere else and move somewhere else and never have any dealings with anyone. I am sick. You know, it's either a carnival ride up to the heavens or it's down into hell. And that's what I've hated about living here.
Well,
and
Jimbo
has said before, don't sit in the neighborhood that you live in.
Time for you to get your life back.
It is what it is. Hey, if you feel strongly, you shouldn't. You don't have to feel bad about making a big change. You should. Oh, Deb. Oh, Debbie.
Does it show that he feels the same way I do? I mean, I didn't do anything wrong. You know, I've just been hostess with the mostest.
He's loving you to pieces in your cart. I am not, the only woman I see here is you. You're the only woman I see here. And lots of love around you.
So like they said in Greece, you're the one that I want?
But listen, the businessman, the guy.
Business. You know what? I got it. You finish that. I will explain that after the reading's over, where that comes from. You're going to like it.
Business.
It's totally over before we hang up. I'll explain where that business comes from.
Okay, Lisa. That Mr. Dangerous.
Mr. Dangerous.
You guys have some dealings together, right?
I'm going to call somebody and I'm going to consult with them because it scared me what I saw. You know, I Googled him and he came right up and I thought, oh, holy moly, do I want to deal with someone like this? You know, and we were on the phone, he and I thought, oh, this is the one that Deb saw. I think I'm going to pull the ripcord on this and really put the charm on. And I did. And I was yakking, yak, 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 yak. And so then we hung up and I thought, for some reason, and I don't normally do that, I Googled this guy, and I thought, it was right there in front of my face. And I
might want to do that more often.
Was he fresh out of the shower in the pictures?
What does that mean?
No, not like that. It was bad. It was
bad.
I never saw I never saw that program, Breaking Bad, but it was bad news when I saw what I pulled up. It was bad. B-A-D. Bad.
He's homely?
Oh, no, he's gorgeous. But
okay.
He's dangerous.
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 For you.
Dangerous. I saw everything on Google. It said it was right there. There were newspaper clippings. There was, you know, it was not good.
Real dangerous.
Oh, he's a criminal.
Well, I don't know.
He might be dangerous. She should not probably interact because maybe he would be.
Maybe just take him for a ride.
Oh, right.
Oh, really? I think this guy might be criminal. I should go see what happens.
And he'll say,
I got stopped up.
Let me help you with the car ride. I'll take over the steering wheel. You just sit in the driver's seat and don't worry. And let me drive it, Missy.
Grease that pole, baby. Grease it.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. Welcome to Euphemism USA show today, folks. Yes. Today we're going to celebrate euphemisms in the United States.
If you need any help, I'd be happy to sit on the headboard and direct traffic. And you know.
Deb, he's not that kind of dangerous. He's a dangerous, like, you'd end up in a documentary if he vanished. Serious danger.
Giddy up, go.
Yeah, right.
Yay.
Isn't that called Riding Cowgirl or what? I saw it on.
What do you mean, right? Why was it called Riding Cowgirl?
Deb, you're the contemporary Dr. Ruth, so you got all the terms down.
Well, like Dr. Ruth said, masturbation is very, very natural.
Yes, it is. She said, you don't want to have sex, you do it anyway. Fake it. She says, that's your partner. They want to get laid. You get them laid and you fake it.
Where the hell was she from?
Austria, I keep thinking, but I don't
know. I don't know. Well, it could be. It might be. She almost sounds like she has an Arnold Schwarzenegger accent.
I'm seeing a lot of bad movies on Prime, Amazon, and one of them I saw the other night. Gosh, I'm trying to remember the name of it. It was this dude that had lost his job. He was an architect. He's never been in the prostitute or drug world. And his wife, they needed the money, and his wife gave him a clipping, a newspaper clipping, and he went to work. It was off of Craigslist, and he started driving prostitutes. It was the funniest, funniest.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm trying to remember. Funny.
You watched it. Did you say you watched it on Netflix?
Prime. No, on Amazon Prime.
They watch the goddamn service. You can go back and you should be able to figure it out.
Could even see what you looked at.
They should have previously watched stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It'll come up. It was so hilarious. It was so funny, especially
homework. Your homework is to watch what that movie was.
Took,
that's your homework.
Yeah,
we've all learned it.
You edit your homework, and if you don't complete your homework, you shall get paid. You will get paid.
He drove the hookers.
He drove them to the destination. And I don't know what age group it was. It was a bunch of men. I couldn't believe it was so hilarious. And I thought, I can't believe these guys are reacting like that to these chicks. And it was just off the wall weird. It was a funny, funny movie, though. Funny, funny.
You've got to find out.
Hey,
that's her assignment.
That Disney movie where the two dogs put spaghetti in their mouths and the Lady is a Tramp, the spaghetti
Lady
in
the
Tramp. Their muscles.
Oh, yeah.
And
Lady in the
Tramp. Well, so two dudes were watching the chicks, and one dude had red licorice in his mouth, and the other dude was standing next to him and had the red licorice, and they're both chewing on it, and it goes to their mouths.
Yep.
Yeah.
Their mouths.
Oh, well, I want to know this movie. I need a hot, funny movie.
I'll tell you. Does this card reading say that I'm still in, like, Flynn with this dude or next door or no?
In Flynn or...
Yes, but he's enjoying all the attention, you know. I think you may be setting yourself up a bit for a fall. You've spoiled him, and he's going to expect this.
Now he's going to think, I have a slave. I am the master.
Yes.
Ouch, and she will come to my beckoning call.
That hot chick is here too, but she's not there's no interest there on his part. And why he got
hair.
Yeah.
What?
He combed his hair and changed his clothes. But
maybe she's got a nice petunia.
That's right.
Maybe.
I don't know what a petunia is, but I'll go with it. I'll roll
with
it.
Maybe,
I'm sure I can guess.
I figure maybe looking for a neatly trained beaver. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Now, women are going to get over that.
Or maybe he's got a hankering for some bearded clam. I don't know. People like seafood, you know. And there's nothing wrong with a free taco once in a while. You know, maybe that's what it is.
Okay.
It's a vertical smile. Or a lot of euphemism. That thing. More for a guy's milk notes.
Yeah.
I know there's like 1,000 euphemisms
for
guys' parts and dicks. And women's got like 10. Guys only get 5,000 things you could call a guy's parts.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, back there. Yes.
All right, so, but you are worn out right here. This is to her home. This is a card of what a kind of, it's a card of indecision. Like, what do I do? What am I doing with all of this?
That's what humans
do. You'd like it to end.
I understand.
But it's not like you can just end it because, yeah.
Like Boston said, all I want is peace of mind. Boston.
The '80s.
He already said, I understand about indecision. In that song, Boston.
Yeah.
All he wants is a piece of mind. That's all she wants is a piece of mind.
No, you've spoiled.
She might want a piece of schnickel.
Yeah. He should at least reciprocate with something. You know.
Well, maybe after the hot chick comes around and starts pouncing her banana pie around.
Banana pie?
It's a pie. It's a pie. It is a pie. But she needs the ingredient of a
banana pie.
Well, banana.
She's got a pie and needs to add a banana for the ingredient. It's a banana pie.
Well, if I was Lisa, I'd be pissed if it took some young, hot thing to come in there after she's been working up this guy for how many months? 8, maybe 9 months?
I thought it was about 1,500 years.
You know what? I really don't think. I mean, I would be flabbergasted and floored if the hot chick was really after him. Does it show in the cards that she is?
No.
She's
not after him.
No, she didn't see that at all.
He's an old man.
Yeah.
You know, but you know what? It's sad, but it is true.
Yeah. She.
Yep.
Now, she wants a nice, young, studly, not an old man.
Well, why not? And you know what I want? I want Paul, Peter, or Timothy. I'm so sick of this. You know, I'm sitting here waiting to talk to you guys, and I'm thinking, maybe it's Brian that's going to walk through the door and sweep me away. Or maybe it's George.
How about Dick? You need some Dick.
I think what is funny is, what did they used to say way back in the day when there was censorship? Any Tom, Dick, or Harry could do it. It's like you can rephrase that around to be Tom, Terry, Dick. You know, it's funny. I wonder if they did that on purpose. I wonder. That was in the 50s. I wonder if they did that to try to circumvent the way around
Maybe
the
censorship.
Maybe they did. Yeah. Any Tom, Dick, or Harry. I'm thinking those guys knew what they were saying, and they think the censorships are going to kill us. So let's just say that. I believe they did. Those people were smart back then. Oh, they weren't assholes and dumb assholes.
They didn't have to use a cuss word every other sentence either. And they were written
no,
well.
Yeah, yeah.
You go back, those movies were written very well.
Well, the one we saw today, I don't know what you can say about it. We're not going to make any comments, but there was none of that.
No nudity.
Well, it was in the 50s, so it was fun. It was taking place in the 50s. A playwriter in the 50s wouldn't write a 1950s movie with a bunch of cuss words. They wouldn't do that.
No. No, they wouldn't, but what was really kind of
and they would show a lot
hilarious
of
is people are in a diner, and off in the distance you're seeing another nuclear bomb test.
Yeah, it was in the 50s. Oh, that's cool. The place would check. Oh, that there's another atom bomb test, they would say it.
So funny.
It's too late. The ship has sailed.
She said it doesn't get a card. Oh, okay.
Remember, Deb.
Yeah.
You know what we're talking about here.
Well, tomorrow night is going to be News for the
News
Soul.
News for the Soul,
night.
An hour earlier. Well, wow.
6 o'clock.
Hour earlier from our normal show. Hour and a half earlier than tonight.
We can talk a little spicy, you know. But
it's
we,
just got to be PG-13, that's all.
Yeah,
no
she doesn't want to get cited for, you know, having a dirty show. Yeah.
That's all I got to say about that.
We're just ending now. This is not our usual time. But we will be on and for, who else was there? Somebody.
Tasha, make sure you like, follow the Psychic Love Doctor show page, and you'll get notified when we go live. We go live many a time. Tomorrow will be about, well, she's in Texas, so it'll be about 5 o'clock p.m. your time tomorrow in Texas.
Yeah.
So, all right, Lisa, we got to rock, we got to roll.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for holding forever. She
really enjoyed all of you so much.
And Lisa holds forever.
Oh, Lisa, it's really nice that you do.
I mean, we appreciate all the folks that hold for, like, that long. That is incredible. I don't have that patience.
It is.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Thank you very much. You have a good one, and you know where to find us. We'll be here tomorrow.
Yes, you do.
Good luck
to you.
Thank you for coming. I hope you keep healing every day. Talking physically, of course.
Yeah, and it would probably be good for his morale also to get back to his life.
Good night, sleep tight, and pleasant dreams to you. Here's a wish and a prayer that every dream
good night.